Fundan.
Dear committee, dear ESPO secretariat, dear distinguished delegates, thank you for this opportunity to make a short presentation. It is just to reflect how it was done in this case, the site selection. First of all, I would like to say that the implementation committee analyzed more extended documentation, and here I will show just few facts which I think it is important to reflect the presentation of Belarus. So first of all, how it was started, the transboundary procedure. On July of 2008, Belarus has informed Lithuania that Belarus is going to construct a nuclear power plant, but it was not notification and the ESPO convention. On the slide, you can see following steps. And here you can see that on 20th of December of 2008, Special State Commission made decision that Ostrovets site was chosen as priority against ever two. And in that time, EIA documentation was under preparation. But you see the site was already selected. And only on 24th of August of 2009, Belarus has notified, in accordance with the ESPO Convention, Lithuania about the proposed activity. So please just take to attention these two dates. Site selection 2008 and notification and starting of a procedure in 2009. What next? So it's just some more information on this site selection decision, which was made in 2008. And what we can see here, it's the start of construction. We see the construction works on Ostrovets site. We were started on May 2009. As you can see, the passport of the construction site. It is written that it is Ostrovets, it's construction of nuclear power plant, and beginning of construction is May of 2009. And just to remind you, that notification was in the August of 2009. So that means after the beginning of construction. It was some documents in time. It was in 2011 final decision, which after was named as final decision number one. It was licensed in 2013. So you see the construction in 2013 October, that is when, how the construction site looked. Final decision number two. It's decree of 2013. Still construction continued. The chronology of the project, I'm not going to details that to show how it looked. And that is just the requirements of ESPO convention. I'm not going to read them. You all know them very well. And what is our opinion? In green color, you see the legal way, how the procedure is done, and how everything goes. And in red color is Belarus way. And that is the last picture. It is the view on the Ostrovets NPP flying with air balloon over Vilnius. Just to show how it is close to Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania, and the region where the biggest amount of, the biggest part of population of Lithuania lives. Thank you for your attention.